Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
And I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hey, did you eat? It's me, Kevin, again, back with another week of Kevin's Cornered Mayhem, because we're at part two of my cabaret at Green Room 42 called, what was it called? Oh, Repeat Offender. It was called Repeat Offender. That was the show. It was my birthday this year, 2022. I don't know why I can never remember what this year is. It feels weird because I feel like when you say it 2020, your mouth just stops because I don't know, because it felt like everything just stopped. That's a stupid excuse to say that I just can't remember what year it is. Anywho, I hope you guys enjoy. So without further ado, here is part two. Hey, that rhymed. Diana, the musical, the movie. Oh, I'm all about it. All right, so, bad decisions, let's get back to that. So, I have had lots of different day jobs in my time in New York City. I was, as I said, a concierge, and then I worked at a restaurant for a long time and was a restaurant manager, and then I got burned out of restaurants, but then I heard of this genius new thing that everyone was saying was the best thing, it's the best job, you're gonna love it. So I decided to take them up on it and do this job. And I did it for one night, and it was the absolute worst experience in working in my entire life. And so, let's start the music, and I'll jump in on here. So, mademoiselle, thank you for coming tonight. Please pull up your chair and get comfortable as we tell you about my experience with catering. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvres, why we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, kids, this is France. And the dinner here is never second rate. Come on, unfold your menu. Take a glance and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest. Okay, so first red flag with this whole situation was that I got hired, and they were so excited to hire me that they wanted to put me on a job on that weekend that no one had wanted. They actually told me that, and I still was like, okay. And then part of the job was I had to buy my own tuxedo. My father had to buy me a tuxedo. Thanks, Dad. So I went out to BFE Queens to get a tuxedo on last minute. And then I decided I had to take a train out to Long Island where this catering situation was happening. And it was a Long Island Railroad, and I had to make a transfer. And no one told me that the transfer was like a subway transfer where the train would be across, and if you don't run right away and get on it, you would miss it. So I missed my connection train, which meant the next train was coming an hour and a half later. So I showed up to the catering gig at this fancy, fancy, fancy hotel in Long Island very late. And the maitre d' at this hotel was not having it with me. He was really pissed that I was late. I tried to explain the train thing, but he wasn't having it. So he took me to this room where they were gonna fit me for a jacket, because I was gonna be wearing a specific jacket that was like for the hotel. And he looked at me and said, "This is your punishment." And he handed me a jacket that was about 8 sizes too small. So like full on fat guy in a little coat situation. And so I put this thing on and I'm stuck like this because like my arms cannot go down and I'm in this jacket. And they finally bring me to the other waiters. And the head waiter of the catering company I was hired for looked at everyone and says, "Okay, so we are gonna do the choreographed service number 4. Everyone with that?" And I was like, "I don't know any choreographed services." And he said, "Just follow along." And they walked up to me and they tried to hand me a tower of 16 plates that had been stacked so that they were going up this high. So I was gonna hold it like this with 16 plates in my hand. And basically, choreography number 4 of service was just a number from Newsies. So it was just these men were doing barrel rolls and like full on flips while holding these things. And then in time, they would put the plate down, do 2 pirouettes, walk to the next person, and then put the plate down. And I was like, I can't do that. I'm a mover. So they told me instead of making me do that, they would give me the easy job. So they gave me a 32-pound gravy boat and a ladle. And so I had to hold this gravy boat in one hand and follow behind these spinning people, supposedly spinning myself, and also doing that. So you see all these like little Newsies going forward, spinning and being beautiful and doing all of that. And I'm literally coming behind them going, so then I'm like, so I do this. I almost drop the gravy boat on the bride's mother. It's this whole thing. I catch it, but I had to hold it with 2 hands, which they kept yelling at me about because that's not graceful. But like, I was like, sorry. So the whole thing was just a nightmare. And I finally found the person from the catering company who was supposed to be my liaison. So I went to go ask him about what was going on, but I found him in the break room chugging bottles of wine that like we were taking to serve, and he was like already out of it. So I had no one to go to for help. So I somehow finished the service with like holding the gravy boat like this because my arms can't go down. So I'm still doing this the whole time. Gravy boat. I have to do dessert service, which is a nightmare because they gave me the thing to scoop the sorbet. So I had like this giant, it was gravy boat all over again. It was just a nightmare. And then I'm a big dude, so doing all this, I'm sweating profusely through this tuxedo, and their crappy jacket that they'd given me bled through my shirt and my like vest and everything, so it ruined my tuxedo that my dad had just bought me. And then that night, after the full service was over, I survived through, and then they told us that they wouldn't pay us unless we stayed extra to set up the brunch for the bride and groom the next day. And so me and 4 other people had to stay and set up this entire banquet hall, like redo it all for brunch. And they kept us just long enough so that the last train that was running hourly on the Long Island Railroad had left. So when they finally let us go, it was 1:30 in the morning, and I had to wait until 3:15 for the next train. So basically, this story finds me at 4:30 in the morning in a ruined tux on the 4 train going home to my apartment in East Harlem sobbing because of this experience. And a homeless person looked at me and literally said, I thought I had it bad. Horse by course, one by one, till you shout, enough, I'm done. Then we'll sing you off to sleep as you digest. Come on, let's hold the menu, take a glance and then you'll be our guest. Be our guest.
Be our guest, please be our guest.
Screw you, catering. So yeah, I never catered again. And then I tried temping because I heard that was wonderful. And that was not wonderful. especially when I was temping and doing regular business hours for the first time while I lived in New York, and I was still doing Broadway-wasted recordings. So there were quite a few moments when I was acting as like a front desk person for some random company, and I was just like watching the clock until it was appropriate to go to the bathroom again without them noticing that I was going to the bathroom that many times because I was sick from drinking the night before. So temping didn't work out either. But luckily, I was able to make another good decision in my life where I, it's actually how I met Brian and Kimberly and our next guest. I worked at the Showplace Ice Cream Parlor, which is a singing, dancing ice cream parlor on the Jersey Shore. It's like Ellen's Stardust Diner in Manhattan, but just ice cream and on the Jersey Shore with a lot of Jersey dads. And at this place, I met who was my boss, who became a close friend of mine, who actually is married to Kimberly, my co-host. So I'd like to bring up my next special guest, the amazing Jay Schmidt. And so this part of the show kind of focuses more on stuff. So I've been singing or doing my best to sing. And now we are going to present a couple songs that I've written. Because I have worked with, are you here, Jason? There he is. Jason Pomerantz back there. He is a genius composer. He is incredible. And Jason and I have composed quite a few fun little things together. So the next couple songs you're going to hear are songs that I wrote the lyrics to and Jason wrote the music. And so this one is from our parody of It's a Wonderful Life that was written for Broadwasted. So it's called It's a Broadwasted Life. And this is Buddies in a Song. When I hold a note, you sing it just as long. That's how we show we're buddies in a song.
When you're in a pinch, don't flinch, I'll be there soon. That's how I show we're buddies in a tune. When you sing with me, we know the key, we even harmonize. We're surprisingly emotionally expressive for a group of guys. When you're in a bind, you'll find where you belong. When your buddy's there beside you with a song. We could say you're great, but that lacks the weight of what we really feel. We could say you're swell, but then you can't tell that we are being real. So we thought a lot about how to confess. Until the end, we'll be your friend. That's how do we express that.
When you sing, change the key with me, can't be wrong. That's how you show your buddies in a song.
I don't belt it out, but shout you're close to me. It's true now, cause it has a melody.
We're a tight-knit crew, though we're through, we're always thick as thieves. We're incredibly, combatively expressive, so the world believes. When we close it out,
no doubt,
they'll ring the gong. That's how we show we're buddies.
Let the world know that we're buddies.
That's how we show we're buddies in a song. It's always great in a concert when you fuck up your own lyrics. I'm like, I did write that song. I think. Thank you, Jay. You're wonderful. Okay, great. So next, I'm going to take a little break to let you hear some incredible singers. So the next song that you're going to hear is actually the first song that Jason and I ever wrote together. I was working with a friend of mine named Alyssa Champagne. I know, fancy name. I love it. And Alyssa, I was writing a one-woman show for Alyssa. And so this song is the first song Jason and I wrote for that project. And I'm going to bring up to you someone who has been in every concert or show pretty much that I've done because she is my muse. She is incredible. She is the voice that I hear when I create songs. And I adore her so much. So please give the best welcome to Madison Stratton.
This up because I didn't want to fuck up his lyrics, even though he fucked up his lyrics. Let me grab a stand. Hang on. Hang on. Woo! cab.
I learned how to do it.
You said you were going to go for the stem.
I know.
We can leave it.
God just yelled at me.
We can leave it here. I can make this work.
No, it's good.
Oh, thanks, honey. Thanks, honey. Birthday boy. Happy birthday to Kev. A round of applause for Kev. Okay. Here we go. My world, tired waitress, wondering why, tired of waiting, getting by. Yeah, there's times I want more, sure, don't we all? But I think if I drink, I won't recall. Can't you see I'm happy? Crop the image, filter on. Good times featured, bad times gone. Major milestones, sharing joy. Perfect selfie, playing coy. Times I want more, sure, don't we all? But I think if I drink, I won't recall. So I fill my glass and I flash my smile, and for a while I'm happy. Can't you see how I'm set free inside the bar lights glow? So I go for broke and I drown my flaws. Can't you see I'm happy? And sure, my world's been rattled. I lost more battles than I've won. And there are days I struggle, juggling all that I've become. I feel like screaming out. I feel my mouth is teeming with the words, but they are never heard. So I fill my glass and I flash my smile, and all the while I can barely breathe. And I try to leave, but there's nowhere to go. So I do the show and they applaud, and I thank God. Does anybody see? They just see I'm happy. Can it be I'm happy? Look at me, I'm happy.
That was the genius Madison Stratton, everybody.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Where am I? Okay. So this business is hard. Theater is hard, and it's difficult, and it gets harder as you stay longer and see people give up and see people go home and start having lives where they own houses and cars and things that don't seem to fit into the world if you're trying to be a struggling artist. And I really, really was feeling that when I wrote the lyrics in this next song. And Jason, the incredible composer that he is, really made it soar. So the only person I can think of to sing this song is an incredible Broadway star who used to be my upstairs neighbor. Funny story, he likes to sing because he's incredible. And in the summertime, when I had my window open, he had his window open, and he was belting out, waving through a window. And it was so good that I decided it was normal to walk upstairs and bang on his door and be like, "Are you on Broadway?" And the best part is, as he opened the door, I saw him, and I had seen, he was in Once on This Island, and I saw that revival twice, so I recognized him. So I literally said, "Are you on Broadway? You were in Once on This Island." And he was like, "Hello?" And I was like, "I live downstairs, I host Broadway, so I'm a normal person, I swear." And he was like, "Okay." And I was like, "You're really good." So I told him that one day I would make sure that I got him to perform something that I wrote. And I'm so excited that it's happening as a birthday present to me. So please welcome to the stage the incredible Tyler Hardwick.
I got so disoriented. I want to say my boyfriend's mom is here from Puerto Rico, so yo soy feliz. The feeling you're falling, the nerves in the air, the chance of a lifetime is waiting right there. Is this the beginning, or is it the biggest mistake? 100 auditions, and where was my part? Was it unwritten or lost from the start? How many times can I miss out on my big break? But still, will I blaze a trail on my own, or fade away into the unknown? All of these years on an uncertain line, I sang out my heart until singing was crying. The dreams and the yearning kept burning a powerful fire. But little by little, I'm losing the flame. Get up my hopes, but it's always the same. I must be crazy to chase after this desire. But still, will I blaze a trail on my own? Fade away into the unknown. Some dreams, they treat you like nothing at all, like nothing at all. Sometimes it hurts to read the truth on the wall, the truth on the wall. And I don't know how far I'm gonna fall, or if I'm gonna see my curtain call. nothing at all, nothing at all. And sometimes it hurts to read the truth on the wall, and truth on the wall. And I feel the fear, and maybe I'm in for a fall, but I'm gonna see my curtain call.
See, if you heard that, you would all go upstairs too.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, guys. And how good is this band? So, music director who we have on the keys here is Yasuhiko Fukuoka. Fukuoka? Got it? Whew. Yaz is right here, everybody. And then we have Sean behind me on the bass, Sean Murphy. And this is Simon Fishburn on the drums. You guys are wonderful. Okay. So I started out, like many of us do, doing musical theater as a young kid. And I did it in high school, though coming up here and meeting a lot of you who went to school in the North. You had very different experiences than I did in high school. First of all, our high school did a musical once every 4 years. Their idea was that way each kid got one experience in a musical. And because we gave all of our money to sports ball, they basically were like, we'll give you a little money to a musical once every 4 years. And the rest of the time you have to do straight plays. So I did a lot of straight plays in high school. I didn't do straight plays, but so what we did, the drama teacher was wonderful, and she had nothing, no money, nothing to do for us, but she wanted to try to make it as much as she could. So we did the International Thespian Society competitions, and we made that very, very, very serious. And as a member of the group who owned a minivan, thanks mom and dad, I drove a lot of places for driving people to competition. And one of my favorite times, again, show what a bad driver I am, is it was raining torrentially, and I had 8 high school kids in my van, and I was driving us all home, and I didn't know where I was because I'm not just bad at driving, but bad at directions too. So I was like, oh, there's the bridge I need. And so I started driving on the bridge, and I was like, this is weird that this bridge is going straight down instead of up. And I realized that I was going down a boat ramp into the St. John's River. And which you're like, oh, that's terrible. But I also had 8 humans in a van with me doing that. So like pedal to the metal in reverse, and we're very slowly inching away from the water. I did not ruin that van. I ruined lots of other cars, but that's a story for another day. But that van survived. They were okay too. When you're in high school, everything, and especially drama kids, they're so dramatic. So after that, when I got them out of that, one of the girls was like, guys, Kevin is driving like and really taking care of us when it's raining, so all of us should give him silence so that he can drive as best as he can. And so like the rest of the drive, everyone was quiet, which made it worse for me because I was just like, I almost killed everyone and I just need someone to make a joke. But like everyone's sitting silent, and it was great. So, but the one musical that I did get to do during my 4 years at Alan D. Neese High School in St. Augustine, Florida, was Little Shop of Horrors. And I started the sexy Seymour craze, so you're all welcome. you got your Jeremy Jordans and all those boys playing Seymour because I originated that shit. So, but we did Little Shop of Horrors, and there was touch and go for a little bit in the auditions because it seemed like the drama teacher was crazy and was going to maybe give the part to a freshman who was very good, but I was a junior and this was my chance and don't even think about it. So she didn't, and I got to play Seymour, which is a wonderful part. And so I wanted to relive my glory days of playing Seymour with one of the best musical theater duets ever. And I thought, who should I invite to sing this iconic song with me? And immediately I thought of my incredible friend who just got off of the Hamilton tour a week ago. She's back in town, and she is one of the most lovely, talented, incredible, amazing human beings. She's one of my COVID blessings because I met her during COVID because Broadwaysa was doing a lot of Zoom recordings. And our close friend, Aaron J. Albano, I love you, I know you're watching. Aaron was on tour with Nikisha, and he brought her into our world, and I've never been happier to know someone who is so talented and lovely. So please welcome to the stage the incredible Nikisha Williams.
Just a little shorty, I'm sorry. Is that good? Yes, this is perfect. Kevin, I don't think I told you, but Little Shop was the first musical that I ever did as
well. What?
In high school.
Yes.
I'm from Alabama, so I get it. The South, sports ball, yes.
Yes.
So that was the only thing I did, and I was one of the little urchins.
And Nikisha sang this song at Ellen Stardust Diner.
Oh, my God, yes.
So we both have similar singing while people are eating food and asking for Coke. not like Coca-Cola. Let's just sing this song.
Yep.
My nerdy stance. Or like my sexy Seymour stance. Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away, but don't it look really good? Tell me your face as clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, Seymour,
that's you,
is standing beside you. That's right, AJ Heakin, it's me. You don't need no makeup. That was the freshman who almost took my part. You don't condescend. Suddenly, Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure.
Till forever.
Yes.
Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. Both losers like I've been, it's so hard to say. But suddenly, Seymour.
Suddenly,
show me I can.
Yes, you can.
Learn how to be more. The girl that sits by me.
With sweet understanding.
With sweet understanding.
With sweet understanding.
With sweet understanding.
Sweet understanding. Keisha Williams, everybody. Whew, that was a lot. That was so fun. Okay. Yeah, so thank you all for being here tonight. This has been so much fun. I'm really having a great time. And we're coming toward the end of the show. Can you believe it? So, yeah, so I've ended my... time away from the stage, I guess, with this evening, and it's been so nice to have all of you here for this, and I'm excited to see what the world holds for all of us as it continues to reopen and things come back to normal, and now that I've kind of checked off this returning to performing box and all these other things, I'm thinking that it might be time to find something else in my life as well, so we'll see about that. There must be one sort of decent guy out there who's willing to hold my hand, hold it for all to see. Sweaty though it's bound to be. 'Cause if he held my hand, he would own my heart before the count of three. And maybe I could trick that guy to fall in love with me. There must be some sweet fool who would dare to take my hand on a crowded street, or at a table in some cafe, or even halfway through a cabaret. See what I did there? He sometimes squeeze, and sometimes stroke, and sometimes let it be. And maybe I could trick that fool to fall love with me. I wouldn't care what those five fingers did all day. They could roll cigars or detail cars or draft a spaceship that flies to Mars. They could heal the homeless or match up DNA. As long as those fingers are tangled up in mine by nightfall, anything's, everything's okay. There must be one sort of decent chump out there who's ready to take a leap. Give me a second look. Skip the cover. Read the book. 'Cause if I find that chump who's willing to embrace my one demand, I'd give the moon because he held my hand, my strangely clammy chewed up fingernails, often trembling yet virtuosic, antibacterial lotion wearing hand. Thank you all so much for coming. I really appreciate it. You're all the best. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you all so much. Oh, yeah. Who is that? Yes. So all of this journey of me getting here probably started when I was very young, and my mom made me take piano lessons. And I hated piano lessons because I just wanted to sing, and they just wanted me to focus on where you put your fingers. And my teacher was so obsessed because I had the great fingers for piano, because they could reach far. And my brother called me freak fingers when I was growing up because my fingers are so long. So I was really good at piano, but I just hated it. But this was the one song that I would play because I could sing along with it, and it was super easy. And I'm not going to play it for you tonight, but the wonderful Yaz is. And thank you all so much. It means the world to have you here for my birthday and for this evening. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on a morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it, and look what it's done so far. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it, but I know they're wrong. Wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably I don't know. Have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailor? The voice may be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La da da dee da da do, la da. Thank you all very much. Let's hear those musical theater harmonies, kids. I know you're out there. Thank you so much. Thank you all for real. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Thank you for being patrons to those who are. If you're not, you can find us on Patreon. Keep listening to us wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Stitcher, all those things like that. And any place you can, give us a little shout out. Give us a rate and review. 5 stars, please. And thank you. Find us on social media. You can search us Broadwasted and find us all over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, other places, maybe. I don't know. Oh, God. I promise you, Brian will be back soon to do this and be way better than I am at it. And then what else do we do? We do a quote. And you would think that after last week, I would have come up with a quote and I would have been prepared and been like, ha, 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 here you go, guys. Here's the best quote. But no, we're going off the cuff again. And the quote is, who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, all of you, I have been changed for good. That is our quote this week. And I hope you guys like it. So until then, I will raise my glass and I will say cheers. And our favorite phrase, suit do wop bop. I'm really bad at the ending things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.